Guy just really touches on the interpretation and meaning of the Beatitudes. But I just felt so strongly that bringing that sort of context of how he entered into that was just so relevant and so challenging. I think it's as I live my Christian life, I just see that how far short I fall of those, just the first of those Beatitudes. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can start to make those more of a reality in all of our lives. And I'm just so grateful to God. That sounds almost too weak a thing to say, but that he actually gave his Holy Spirit to enable this to happen. Everything revolves around us letting the Holy Spirit transform our lives into the people that he created us to be. I was with a guy this last weekend, and he's a very timid fellow. He has a very straightforward Christian faith. He was in the Navy. He came to the Lord. He was mocked and persecuted in his job and where he was. He's not a man of great wealth. But he was speaking in his church for the first time this morning, and he was standing up and proclaiming that he knows and loves Jesus as his Lord. And he's a man who's probably at least as old as me, if not far off, but doing this for the first time into his community, which is a pretty difficult community. It's not at the best end of Eastbourne. And I was just so thrilled for him that he was actually taking on board the attitude of meekness and gentleness of spirit that the Holy Spirit has instilled into him to be able to do that in his community today. And day by day, I just find that having just been pointed to these Beatitudes, and I can see why the bishop has encouraged us to actually look at them, that there is so much in those which is relevant to our life. I just ran those few pages off on some comments on the Beatitudes just to whet my appetite, and started underlining in pink what I was going to say tonight. But I think it would be impudent of me, really. I think we can all go and do that, actually. We can all go and see what the Beatitudes mean for ourselves just by reading them and looking at them, and there is so much material around. But to actually find out for oneself can be as much benefit as having me preach at you. But to have the background that we've had the privilege of having, the guy there is a guy called Ray van der Laan. I guess there's thousands of people who could stand up and do exactly the same as he has, but it just spoke to me when I saw it. So I commend that to you today, and I just want to pray that if we can just pray now for God's Holy Spirit to be our equipper in our days ahead. Father God, we thank you for the mandate that Jesus came to seek us that we should repent, because your kingdom was near. And we thank you that our prayer is that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray that we may be truly kingdom people, that we may know what it is to be meek, that we may know what it is to comfort those who mourn, that we may know what it is to be poor in spirit, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness. That we may be merciful people. That we may be shown mercy. That we may really strive for pure hearts. Hearts which are not of stone, that are not of flesh, but stones which are empty of all but you. We pray, Lord, that when we are persecuted, that you will help us in that persecution. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in India at the moment who are in a situation where persecution is growing exponentially day by day, with a government which is trying to oust both Christian and Muslim. Father, we thank you that you are God who wants to bless us, but gives us a yardstick and standard by which we can receive the blessings that you have for us. We reach out to you tonight and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and touch each of our lives, that we may be holy for you, to the praise and glory of your name. Amen.